Father, I thank you for your presence. Thank you for your goodness, for the mercies you give us every day. I thank you for your Holy Spirit that you gave us. That your presence is so close to us every day, every moment. So I ask you for this moment that you will bless us, that you will lead us, that you will give us the mind of Christ and understanding that is from above.
Amen.
So I ask you that your spirit will flow through us, and that we will have the ears to hear and eyes to see.
እግዚአብሔር ሆይ መንፈስ በመካከላችን በኃይል ይመላለስ አንተን እንሰማበትን እግዚአብሔር ጆሮ የተከፈተን አይናችንንም ገለጥ
so that your will can be accomplished in us
በእኛ እግዚአብሔር ፍቃድ ይፈጸም
አያ in the name of Jesus
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ
አሜን ሃሌሉያ I have just some thoughts and we will see how it flows or continues When we started the seminar here on Thursday, or what was that? Thursday. We spoke about computers, you know. And how computer is made. And you are not here, but I will just briefly say what we spoke about. And the basic thing was that we spoke that every computer has a hardware. And my phone is also like a small computer. And the hardware, it's the thing I can touch. Is the screen. Here is the camera. Here is mic. Some buttons, you know, around and so on. You know, and other parts, you know, that the phone has. Inside there is some processor that calculates all the things. There is a memory. I can save my pictures, my contacts. And all this is hardware. It's like a body of that phone.
ልክ የዚህ የሞባይሉ አካል ማለት
ነው as I have a body
እኛ ካላለን
I have eyes, ears, nose, mouth, and hair, head, arms, legs, you know, and every part inside of me that I don't see, it's there. There is my heart, kidneys, and you know, stomach, and all those things is my hardware. And so when God created a man, he created that body from the things, from the air, from the dirt, you know. And he created all those parts. Like in some company creates this phone, you know. But this phone, if it is just the hardware, is for nothing. There must be something else inside. That will make this hardware do some work, something for me. So there are some clever guys that know how to program things.
እነኚህ በጣም በአእምሮ በዝኡ ጥበብና እውቀት የተሞሉ ሰዎች አሉ እንዴት እንደሚሰራበት ያውቁታል
and they know how to connect all those hardware things together you know
እንዴት አድርገው ግንኙነት አድርገው መስመሮች ከመስመሮች የቱ ከየት እንደሚገጣጠም ይሰሩታል ያውቁታል
so they They create software that communicates with camera, for example.
ለምሳሌ ውስጥ ሶፍትዌር እንደል ነገር አለ ያ ደግሞ ከካሜራው ጋር እንዲገናኝ ያደርጉታል.
And camera, you know, it's some lenses, you know.
ካሜራው ምን አይበት እንደ መስተዋት ሌንስ አለው.
And in back there is a chip.
ቺፕ ደግሞ የምትባል ውስጥ አለች.
And this chip reacts on the light.
ብርሃንን ስበው ያቺ.
And there is many points, you know, many points.
ብዙ ጥቃቅን መስል ነገሮች አሉ.
So the lens creates the picture on the chip.
እዛ ቺፕ ምንላት ነገር ውስጥ ያቺ ሌንስ ያልናት ነገር ውስጥ ይከተታል ፎቶውን.
And the chip calculates every point and it said, "Oh, there is there is a lot of light on this point. There is almost no light on this point, so it will be black.
And
there is coming a red light next point. And next point is coming a blue light. And they take all the points next by one, you know. And the software calculates it. And creates picture and shows the picture on the screen. And this is done by the software. So when I switch on the this phone or computer, you know, there is some software that makes these things, you know, communicate together and calculates everything. And we also have a software. When God breathed into that body, it was not just the air that we just like we do, but he breathed inside of that body all the functionality that needs to be there, you know, all the programs. And do you know we have camera? Actually we have two cameras, you know, one here right and left. And this camera works the same way as this camera. So there are points in the back of my eye. There are small points and they react on the light that comes from outside. And my brain calculates all those reactions of those points and creates picture in my mind. And I can see you. Isn't it amazing?
Yes.
Huh?
It even takes video.
Yeah, and it takes video, yeah.
Video me understand.
Yes. And not only that, you know, we can take a video that is connected with the sound. But you know, they didn't find a way how to add a smell to our videos. They found out how to connect the position by GPS. But that's almost all for now, you know. But our video is connected with a smell. With taste. We eat something. And we see it. We taste it. We smell it. We feel if it is hot or cold. And this all is connected by the software in our mind, you know. It's all connected in us. And so sometimes we wonder, oh God, why you did all of this, you know? Why did you create me a body like that? Because, you know, If we have no body, we are just a spirit that is, you know, moving here and there, somewhere. But God created us a body for some purpose. And this body is able not just to receive, but also to create, to make something, you know, to produce something. So the body is like a tool for us. We can communicate through that body with this word. But the real thing is hidden somewhere inside of the body. We have those three parts. You know, we have spirit, soul, and body.
Okay.
So we have spirit, soul, and body. And those three parts are on different levels. So our body is taken from the earth.
ስጋችን ከአፈር የተሰራ ነው ከአፈር የተወሰደ
our spirit
መንፈሳችን ደግሞ
is taken and I will write a strange word for you maybe from the air
ምናልባት ከአየር ደግሞ ነፍሳችን ደግሞ ማን መንፈሳችን እፍ የተባለበት ሊሆን ይችላል አየር
and what about our soul
ነፍሳችን እስቲ
you know and maybe first you have a question why I put there air
lemdinna zaga sala ayer air blast
because air is something I breathe
mintanafesawno osbelen minnawara
and my spirit is not something you really like breathe you know
lemdinna ndemintanafesaw ba matanfas malet aidellem
but if you go back to hebrew language
wede ebraistu qwanqwa temelsen tarikum binatana
you will find out that the spirit
ስለመንፈስ የምናገኘው
is the same word as the air
አየር እንደማለት ነው
and it is the same word as a breath okay
የምንተነፍሰው አይነት
is the same word
ተመሳሳይ
ruach you know I think you know
ruach yes
so it's the same word
የመንፈስ ከሚለው ወይም ነፍስ የሚለውና መንፈስ የሚለው air የሚለው
so our spirit is the air you know is something that is that is difficult to touch that's why God calls it like this
ማይችል ነው አስቸጋሪ ነው ለመረዳት ግን እግዚአብሔር እፍ ያለብን ያ መንፈስ ሩዋህ ያለው ቅድም እሱ ማለት አይችል
and it's interesting that my body couldn't live without the air
ሲተመልከቱ ያለ አየር መኖር እንችላለን ስጋችን አይችልም
so that my body has to breathe all the time if I lose my breath my air it will take no more than 5 minutes and I'm dead so how it is so it is very important that I breathe all the time so actually my body doesn't live because of this of those natural things but my body has an energy from above by spirit.
ካላይ ከእግዚአብሔር ደሞ ስጋችን ያለ ምግብ መኖር እንደማይችል ሁሉ ከእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ መቀበል አለበት.
And in Ecclesiastes 12th chapter we can look at it. Yeah, 12th chapter.
ሌላው የምናየው በመክብብ 12 ላይ መጽሐፈ መክብብ 12
It says that when my life is at the end, my life under the sun, where is it? Then verse 7 says, then shall the dust return to the earth,
verse 7.
As it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. But it says nothing about my soul. This verse says nothing about my soul.
ስለነፍሳችን እዚጋ ምንም ያለው ነገር የለም አይደለም አፈርም ወደ ነበረበት ምድር ሳይመለስ ነፍስም ወደ ሰጠው ወደ እግዚአብሔር ሳይመለስ ፈጣሪ ናችሁ ስለመንፈስ ምንም ያለ የለም.
So when this part here, this man is at his end here on the earth,
ስለዚህ በዚህ ምድር ላይ ያለው የሰው ህይወት ያበቃ ምን እንደሚሆን
body goes back to the earth, spirit goes up back to God, but what about the soul? But you know, interesting thing is that soul is not earthly thing. Earthly thing, how to call it, you know.
Yeah.
It's not flesh.
መንፈስ የምንለው ነገር ምድራዊ ነገር አይደለም.
So
ምድራዊ ነገር አፈር ሆኖ ስጋችን.
My soul can't dissolve like my body into the earth.
ልክ አፈር ውስጥ እንደሚመለሰው ስጋችን እንደዛ አይደለችም ነፍሳችን ተርፋ.
The worms could eat my flesh but not my soul.
የተለያዩ ትሎች ነፍሳቶች የሚበሉት ምናችንን ነው? አፈር የሚበላው ስጋችን ነው እንጂ ነፍሳችን አይደለም.
So it means that my soul must be something spiritual, it's not something natural.
ስለዚህ ተፈጥሯዊ ምድራዊ አይደለችም ነፍሳችን ከእግዚአብሔር ነው ሰርይቷ.
In other words, my soul is a spirit.
ስለዚህ ነፍሳችን ምንድነው በተለያየ በሌላ አባባል መንፈስ ምንለው ጋር ተራክቧል.
And sometimes the Hebrew language uses for the soul the same word like for a spirit.
መንፈስ እና ነፍስ የሚለውን ዕብራይስጡ ቃል አንድ አርጎ በውህደት ያስቀምጣል ያዋህደዋል.
So my soul was created when God breathed to the body. The software started as I start my phone.
ለከ ሞባይላችን ጫነስን እንደሚነሳው ስጋችን ለኤፍሲ ለእግዚአብን ነፍሳችን ያው ይሆነ.
And I started to communicate with my body, you know.
አካላችንን በህዱና መንቀሳቀስ ይችላል.
So when the small child is born,
ለዚህ ህፃናቶች ወለዳሉ.
Do you know that the child doesn't see?
አይታውቃላችሁ ህፃናቱን ሁኔታ?
Yeah. They look.
ይመለከቱ ይሆናል.
They recognize there are some things around.
የሆነ ነገር በዙሪያቸው ያለውን ይለዩ ይሆናል እንጂ.
But they don't really see. They see light and darkness and that's it, you know.
ጨለማውንና ብርሃኑን ምን የሚለው ነገርነታቸው አይለዩ.
When you have a very small baby.
እኛን ትንሽ ጻሉን እንደዛ.
But after some weeks or months.
ከተወሰኑ ወራቶች አመታቶች በኋላ.
You know, the brain starts to recognize
አምሯቸው ያደገ የበሰሉ ሲል
the things that are around
በዙሪያቸው ምን እንዳለ ይለያሉ በአምሯቸው.
And they start to recognize what is near, what is you know, far.
በቅርብና በሩቅ ያለውን ይለያሉ.
So actually God created very clever software.
Yes. እግዚአብሔር በጣም የሚገርምና ፈጣን የሆነ ሶፍትዌር ነው
ለኛ ገጽ and the software
yes software
is not like in my phone
ስልካችን ላይ ያለው አይነት አይደለም
I buy a software and I looked for update for my phone
software እንገዛለን አፕዴት እናደርጋለን
and I couldn't find update for my phone
እንደም ጊዜ ያን የምንረዳበት ሁኔታ
because I wanted some new functionality there
አዳዲስ ነገርን እንገጥምበታል እንጀምበታል
but our software
የኛ ሶፍትዌር
is able to learn new things
አዲስ ነገርን ለመማር የሚጓጓ የሚፈልግ ነው ሁሌ
and in the beginning it learns just through the body
yeah.
so it's able to upgrade itself you know to learn by experience and to grow you know so even my body will not grow because I'm already adult
እኔ አሁን እንደ ልጆች አይደለም ከዚህ በኋላ ማደግ አልችልም
but my soul still can grow
ነፍሳችን ግን የኛ ይስጋድገት ቢያቆም ሁሌ ታድጋለች
and and one thing interesting thing is
በጣም ስሜት የነካ ደስ የሚል ነገር
when those clever programmers tried to create intelligent software
የሚል በwindows ላይ በኮምፒውተር ላይ የፈጠሩ ሰዎች
አለ that will be able to learn itself you know by experience
በልምምድ እንድትማር ያደርጋቸዋል ያ
they found out they have to put into that software something interesting that man has something interesting that also man has
so ምን በውስጡ እንዳለ የሚረዳው
ነገር and one of those major thing they found out is the software has to learn how to forget
software-አችን ብዙ ጊዜ ነገሮችን መርሳት የሚለው
do you know why
ለምን ታውቃላችሁ
because we have some experience
ልምምዳችን
and we think this experience lead us certain way
እናስባለን ልምምዳችን ወደ ሆነ ነገር ይመራናል
so we go after it again
እንቀጥላለን በዛ
and we do it the same way
እናደርጋለን ተመሳሳይ ነገር
and we find out it doesn't work
በኋላ ላይ ደግሞ አይሰራም
because there is something else that is connected to it and we find out we go wrong direction
ምክንያቱም አንዳንዴ ትክክለኛው ነገር ላይ ማንደርሰው በትክክለኛ አቅጣጫ ካለመጓዝ የተነሳ ነው
so we have to turn from the direction forget about it and go different direction
አቅጣጫን ለውጣለን ወደ ተለየ አቅጣጫ
ነው so our software is able to forget
ስለዚህ የኛ ሶፍትዌር አንዳንድ ጊዜ ይረሳል
and we can upgrade it a little bit and say we can forgive
upgrade ማድረግ አለብን ምን በማለት ይቅር በማለት መልካቻነውን ነገር ይቅር ያላለው ይቅር
does not go out say I will not remind you of those old things
እነዚህ ያለፉትን ነገሮች የቆዩትን ነገሮች አላስብም
yeah I will not remember those sins yeah
I will not remember your sins
እና ደን ኃጢአቶችን አላስብብህም ብለን ይቅር ማለት መልሳት
so God created us that we are able to forget and forgive you know so our soul
ስለዚህ ነፍሳችን
is able to grow
ማደግ መቻል አለበት
and you know when we have a garden do you have a garden or something small
አሰሙን እንግዲህ ባደግን ቁጥር እድገታችን ምን እንደሚሆን
What we do, we have a spring right now in Czech Republic.
Now?
Yes, yes.
I'm by Czech Republic, spring.
Yeah, winter ended.
Spring, no, I'm not going to be here.
Yeah. And so, we have nice weather like this. So we planted many seeds into our garden.
You
know, beans, carrots and different things. But we also planted some trees. Because you know, there are small things you can plant. And if you plant, carrots, for example, they will grow up. And at the end of summer, we will take them out. We can eat them, cook them, keep some of them for later use. But the thing, the plant, is gone, is dead. But we have in garden also trees. And tree is the thing you plant, small tree, and first year it grows, nothing happens. Second year it grows a little bit more, nothing happens. Third year you see in the spring, oh, there are some flowers on the tree. So you expect the fruit. And the end of the summer, you come to the tree, and you find out there is no fruit. And next year, fourth year, the tree is bigger again a little bit, so you start to cut the branches, and there is much more flowers. And at the end of the summer, there are some first fruits. Few of them, many flowers, but few fruits. But we have also some old trees that are really big, and they have so many flowers in the spring. And at the end of the year, from one tree, we can take like 80 kilos of apples. Actually, we made from three trees, we made 150 liters of apple juice.
150 liters, yeah. 150 liters from trees.
From three trees, yes. All trees. Because they are huge, they are big. And God wants us not to be carrots, But God wants us to be trees. When we came here, in the evening there were those like butterflies, not really butterflies, so big flies, those bugs. With four wings, and in the morning they were, all the wings were around, the hotel. And those animals try to get to the earth back, to put their eggs. That the small worms can grow again. And after 1 year, they will come out of the earth. And for 1 day they will fly. And next day they will be dead again. We have the same, kind in our country. God doesn't want us to be that way. He doesn't want us to be fruitful, to bring fruit for 1 day. But God wants us to bring fruit continuously. In first Psalm,
Psalms 1.
Yeah.
Psalm 1.
And we can read it all, you know. You can read it. I don't we will save time.
Okay. ምስጉን ነው በከፎች ምክር ያልሄደ በአጥያተኞች መንገድ ያልቆመ በዋዘኞቹም በር ያልተቀመጠ ነገር ግን በእግዚአብሔር ሕግ ደስ ይለዋል ግን በቀንና በሌሊት ያስባል እርሱም በዋፈሳሾች ዳር እንደተተከለች ፍሬዋን በየጊዜዋ እንደምትቀጠለውም እንደማይረግፍ ዛፍ ይሆናል የሚሰራውም ሁሉ ይከናወንለታል ክፉዎች ግን እንዲህ አይደሉም ነገር ግን ንፋስ ጠርጎ እንደሚወስደው ትቢያ ናቸው ስለዚህ ክፉዎች በፍርድ ኃጢአተኞችን በጻድቃን ማህበር አይቆሙ እግዚአብሔር የጻድቃንን መንገድ ያውቃልና የክፉዎች መንገድ ግን ትጠፋለች
Okay, so the third verse says that he shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season.
Amen. ቁጥር 3 ላይ እርሱም በዋፈሳሾች ዳር እንደተተከለ ፍሬዋንም በየጊዜው እንደምትሰጥ ቅጠሏም እንደማይረግፍ ዛፍ ይሆናል የሚሰራውም ሁሉ
His leaves also shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. And if you look in the Bible, something about trees.
Trees.
It's a very interesting topic. Because God says that the righteous man is like a tree. So it means it's something that is big, you know.
ተመልከቱ ምን ያህል
በስትሮንግ
ለመኖር ትልቅ ንጽህናን ጥንካሬን
but not only that but produces the fruit.
ዝም ብሎ ብቻ አንድ ዛፍ በቁመናው ተልቆ የተለያየ ነገር እንዲሆን ብቻ ሳይሆን ፍሬያማ እንዲሆን
And if you look in the Revelations you will see that there will be trees that will produce fruit and leaves for the health of others, you know, all the time.
በራእይ መጽሐፍ ላይ በነመለከት የዘንተምሳሌ እኛ ደግሞ ፍሬያማ ሆነን የምንገለጠው እንደ ህይወት ዛፎች ለሌሎች የሚታይ ለሌሎች የሚገለጥ ህይወት ማካፈል እንለው እንችላለን.
And there is this interesting story when Jesus came to the fig tree.
ይሄን ነገር ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ በበለሷ ዛፍ መስሎ ተናግሮታል.
And he was hungry.
ተራበ.
But it was not season for figs, you know.
ነገር ግን የበለሷ የማፍሪያ ወራት አልነበረም.
But he came to that tree.
ወደዛ ዛፍ መጣ ወደዛ.
And he said, "Let us look if that tree has something for me to eat."
ፍሬ ነው የፈለገው ሊበላ.
And he finds nothing.
ምንም ገና አላገኘም በበለሷ ላይ.
And Jesus cursed the tree.
ኢየሱስም ረገማት በለሷ.
You know, if you look at it naturally, you will say Jesus was stupid.
ኢየሱስ ክርስቶስ
was stupid, you know. It was not time of figs, so why would he be so stupid to curse the tree, you know? Some of my trees in my garden, they have flowers.
በእኔም የጓሮ አትክልት አንዳንዶቹ እንደዚሁ ያብባሉ.
So I don't expect they have apples now on the tree. So I don't come to that apple tree and look for an apple and there is no apple. Oh, I curse you, you know. You know, it would be stupid, you know. Wasn't it be stupid if I do it in my garden now? Huh? So but Jesus didn't do stupid things.
Jesus Christos gin dai met matfo neger analegem.
So it had to be some higher meaning of it. So we need to lift up our minds to understand what he did. So imagine it again. He walks with his disciples and he says, oh, I am hungry. Oh, let's look at this fig tree. And disciples say, there is no fruit that we know. It's not, it couldn't be ready now, you know. And he comes there, look at it. Oh, really, there is no tree. I curse you. You will not bring fruit anymore. And disciples, can you imagine yourself to be in that place?
ታስባላችሁ ማለት ሆነ ደግሞ
አይ they had to you know like oh god Jesus what did you do you know but you are our master so we will see what happens you know so they follow Jesus he comes to Jerusalem to the temple and all day he deals with Pharisees and he tells them all the stories how they will be unrooted from their place
ተመልከቱ በተሰጣቸው ቦታ እንዴት ፍሬያማ እንዳልሆኑ ስለሰደው እንዳልተተከሉ ያስተምራቸው ነበር በዛ ፍቱ የመሰለ በተለያየ
and next morning
ቀጣዩ ማለዳ
they go again to Jerusalem and they go by the tree
በዛ አካባቢ
and they see this tree is dry from its roots
ከስሩ ጀምሮ ያቺ በለስ ደርቃ አገኘት
and they are amazed you know how it could happen
እንዴት ይሄን ይቻለ ብለው ተገረሙ ተደነቁ
and Jesus said have a faith
ኢየሱስ እንዳላቸው ምን
if you say a word then it will happen
ቃል ብትናገሩ ይሄን ተራራ ወይም ሊሆን እንኳን ብትሉት ይሆናል
and Jesus said the word to the Pharisees
Jesus Christos ko qalat na le Pharisayan
because in that time they should be the trees of righteousness
gizeu nabere ye tsidqza
that bring the fruit
sriyamannetin yot lemasayi gizeu nabere
but he came to them and he didn't find the fruit on their trees
gergene zato metto yanem fre indalagene hollu benesum yetel tsfren alayebach
so he actually cursed them
azi temsaletnetu yeteragema yallo zakwan sayon inmesun malet
and unrooted them
kinyatun betsekkel altetekkelu
and you know if you have a faith you have the same power
lazi inyamin lezaw fre masrat allebach
to unroot unrighteousness that should where should be righteousness
selezi enkelele riwot menunor kwona memeles allebene
tsqoda is interesting
yebetam simeten inakal
so we are as trees
selezi inya
hello
yes
I will make a tree here I will try to make a tree okay yes we have a tree
you know in Jeremiah 17 it's really
good. Yeah there is a you can read it I think it's
7 and 8
yeah Jeremiah maraf 17 lay indiya yenqal tasay qal
enna yalle blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is for he shall be as a tree planted by the waters
yeah.
and that spreadeth out her roots by the river and shall not see when he cometh but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought neither cease from yielding fruit
7 and 8
yes
Ermias 17 ቁጥር 7 እና 8 እንዴ ነው የሚለው ወሃ አጠገብ እንደተተከለ በወንዝም ዳር ጥሩ እንደሚደረገው ቀጥን ሲመጣ እንደማይፈራ በድርቅ አመትም እንደማይጠጋ በየውም እንደማይቋርጥ ዛፍ ይሆናል ይላል
Yeah so he again speaks about somebody who should bring fruit all the time yeah so not just by season
waqtin yemaytabek kull gize frewan beye gize endemset emilo frewan mannet yotun manor
but look at the tree you know because God says you should be like a tree
ተመልከቱ እግዚአብሔር እኮ እየተናገረን ያለው እንደዛ ሁሉ ምሳሌ አይነት ህይወት ይኖራችሁ
Does it mean that my body will be rooted down and I will reach out my hands and
ያማለት እጃችን እንድትደርግቶ እኛ ስለሰደን የሆነ ነገር እንደዛ ፍኑን ማለት አይደለም
So it doesn't speak about my body
ስለካላችን ያወራ አይደለም መንፈሳዊ ትርጉም
but it speaks about my soul
ነፍሳችን ነው ያወራ ያለው በነፍሳችን
So my soul it's like a tree and you know but what happens I will make you know we always put the here this small you know things you know what if I do it like this a little bit you know
yeah yeah adellek digawnu smelek digarabet
because the tree is rooted in the ground
ذاف مسرته يتنا يالله بسرو نو
and it takes energy from the ground
حيلن يمياغنيو بسرو اماكايمت كمريت
isn't that true
yes
so
ونتو يالو
can I say that my soul takes energy from my body
ነፍሳችን ከስጋችን ኃይል ትወስዳለች ልንል እንችላለን
in some way yes
በተወሰነ መልኩ ልከደን ይችላል
because you know I take energy from those natural things
በተፈጥሮ ከምናያቸው ነገሮች ከምንመገበው ነገር ኃይል እንወስዳለን
if I just go to my bedroom and I lay down and I will just you know think and do nothing my soul will get weaker and weaker I need to do natural work I need to walk I need to do something with my hands I need to speak I need to listen to the things that are natural around me your voices actually I communicate with you through my body through my earth so and I receive energy from you through my earth okay so my soul is rooted in my body
ስለዚህ ነፍሴ በስጋዬ ከስጋዬ የሆነ ነገር ትወስድላለች
but it would not be enough to bring the fruit
ያብቻግን በቃሉ ለማፍራት ስራ ማለት
ነው if you take the small plant here
ትንሽ ተክሎችን እዛ ጋር
ማለት I can make it green but you know these small leaves here is the beginning of the tree small tree and you put basket over it how long will the tree survive maybe a week maybe 2 weeks depends on the kind of tree okay yeah it's not enough you know so I need to receive something from above my soul needs to receive what the tree needs to receive naturally speaking just naturally now need sunlight okay so we have the sun the shines on the tree okay need water so we have the the rain
wow and the nap
and what else it needs
it also needs the air
so how to the air that blows here on the tree because you know that the leaves they do something for the tree
ምክንያቱም በቀጠሎቹ አማካይነት ግንዱ የሚያገኘው ነገር አለ ከፀሐይ ብርሃንም ይሁን ከውሃም ከአየርም
when I lived in my flat alone when I was single you know I had a nice flower huge
ትልቅ ጥላ አይነት ነገር የሚሆን ቆንጆ አበባ ነበረኝ
like a fig tree with those big leaves you know they are in the Philippines actually they
that's why that's አይነት ማለት ነው here Philippines
and yeah the leaves like this you know big you know and they it was all over my room
but
then I got married you know it was not a problem of this but we started to do reconstructions so we removed some wall put there a new one and we were so busy with building that we had not so much time for our flowers so we give them some water you know I put the water to the ground but I forget about the leaves and the leaves were covered with dust
ስለዚህ ቆሻሻው ላይ አብሮ ተቀላቀለው ማለት
because of the reconstructions
ምክንያቱም በግንባታው ምክንያት ተረጋፉ ቀጣሎች
and you know the flower died
ስለዚህ አበባዎቹ ደረቁ ሞቱ
the flower died because the tree breathes from the through the leaves
ምክንያቱ ያ የሆነው ምንድነው ያው ግንዱም ተጎርቷል ምን ለማለት ነው ቀጣሎቹ ለዛፉ እንደመተንፈሻ
receives light
ብርሃንም
receives air
አየር ይቀበላሉ
and also receives water through the leaves
ውሃ ይቀበላሉ በቀጣል ግንድ
so what does it speak about spiritually it means that my soul needs to reach out to the light what about sun what does it speak about you know in the Bible what the sun speaks about yes light but what else
ብርሃን
ሌላ ምንድነው? There's a picture of something. There's a moon speaks about something, sun speaks about something.
Church.
Yeah, then church is moon, yes, and but the sun
is
Christ, okay?
አይ የክርስቶስ ኢየሱስ ምንድነው? የብርሃን ብቻ ሳይሆን ክርስቶስ
ተሳለ scripture that defines all of that.
Yeah? Okay.
That's
1 Corinthians 15:47 okay
first man is of yes. the earthy
the second man is the Lord from heaven yeah
okay as is the earthy such are they also that are earthy and as is the
heavenly Christos such are they also that are earthy ጨረቃ የቤተክርስቲያን ምሳሌ
1 Corinthians 15:15
ምዕራፍ 15 አንደኛ ቆሮንቶስ
verse 47
አንደኛ ቆሮንቶስ
15:47
48ንም ልጨምር ትችላላችሁ የፊተኛው ሰው ከመሬት መሬታዊ ነው ሁለተኛው ሰው ከሰማይ ነው መሬታዊው እንደሆነ መሬታውያን ይሆኑት ደግሞ እንዲሆናቸው ሰማያዊው እንደሆነ ሰማያዊያን ይሆኑት ደግሞ እንዲሆናቸው ያለ እስከ 48 ይናገራል። አንደኛ ቆሮንቶስ 15 አልኩ። ከ47 እስከ 48
So yeah so it means I couldn't be just earthly
ስለዚህ ምድራዊ ብቻ መሆን የለብንም መሬታዊ
ላለው Otherwise I am that
Yeah.
I need to be heavenly. And you know when we speak about heaven, Bible says that we will be caught up into the air. And we will meet with the Lord. Yeah, in the air we will be, you know.
Air.
And air, when you look at the Greek word, it speaks about this sea level air to the top of the mountains.
አየር ሲል በአንድ ተራራ መሃል ላይ ይለቀቀን በመድር ከፍታና ስበት ላይ ያለውን ነገርም ሊያመለክት ይችላል።
So it speaks that we need to be in the spirit. We need to be caught up by God to the spirit.
አየን ተቃለን ሲል አየር ከፍ ይያለ ይዳል ወደ ላይም ከስበት ይጨምራል።
So
መንፈስ ከፍታ ውስጥ መገኘት በመንፈስ ከፍታ ውስጥ መግባት።
So as the tree my soul needs to breathe
look nafsi endemtenefesaw hullu
but breathe not just everything that is around but needs to breathe through the spirit of god and I need to receive the word of god that speaks about water And isn't it interesting that water goes inside the ground also? It's here also. I got water also through my roots. How do I get the word through my body? Isn't it a natural thing, this word of God? Isn't it interesting that God, that is Spirit, took Himself and imparted Himself in the letters in a book. something that is totally natural, that is flesh. And my flesh can read it, and my soul can get energy through my body by the word that is flesh. So actually my roots, you know, did you ever see the roots? You see the roots of the tree.
Man does not live by bread alone, but every word that cometh out of the mouth of God.
So, Kasulun Brother Bert, Sauka Zavar Asbanyoda, Kalenji Benjaracha, and Matthew 4:4.
Yeah. And so, you see, my soul is so much imparted in my body, and the same way it reaches up to the heavenlies. The same time, you know. And if you cut the tree, then the water still comes out of that place, you know. How you call it?
Sap.
Out of the sap.
Yeah,
if you cut the tree here, you know. You know, the water comes up, you know, and it leaks. So my soul needs all those sources of energy. And when I started to think about it, I started to understand why God created us this way. Because God wants us that our body would be part of the earth. Takes energy through the earth. Takes energy from the Spirit, from the Son, from Christ, and finally produce the tree, the fruit. But do you know what is interesting on the fruit? When the fruit is ready, it doesn't fly up. But the fruit falls down to the earth. It comes down. And dies and brings new life. So that from the earth, from the other earth, can rise up new tree. Isn't it interesting? So you see the earth walking down the street. And because you are the tree and you have a fruit, God sends you to that earth and you share your fruit with that dead earth. And this dead earth, when it receives it and has enough water and so on, it starts to grow and grow and grow, and new tree is created. You know, it amazes me how God created the natural things, and the same principle is on different levels, you know. How God, you know, creates just the tree that we look every day on, you know. And we just pass by and, oh, that's a tree, you know. but it's something much more than the tree.
The invisible things are demonstrated by the thing, even up into the Godhead.
Yeah. So you see how God is great to us. Because God gave us, you know, the revelation how we should work. And why God created us a body? Because we need to have a body that we will bring the fruit for the earth, and that the earth will be not just saved, but, you know, how you call it, reconciled, or, you know, from the death, redeemed from the death and darkness. Have a question. I finished just, you know.
Oh, okay, because I know that I'm supposed to, in my soul, I'm supposed to allow the Holy Spirit to minister to my will, my desires, my emotions, and my mind, so that it will change from the earthy to the spiritual. Yes. So somehow I have to come out of the earth, right? In order for my body to be redeemed,
yes,
I have to come out of the earth into the spirit.
Yes, that's one thing.
Right?
Okay. But you see, we are flesh, you know. We are fleshy when we are born as a baby. We are fleshy.
አፈራዊ ማንነታችን ግን ይሄ የሚበሰብስ የማይበሰብሰው ለብሶ ልክ እንደሚለው ብዙ ጊዜ ምድራዊ ማንነት እንዳያስቸግረን ከመንፈሳዊ ዓለም በመንመገበው ምግብ ይሄ ማንነታችን መለወጥ አለበት.
And actually, when we speak about the tree here, we don't speak about something natural.
Right.
It's our soul. Okay, it's spiritual. And Jesus said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life. You are not part of me.
Johannes said this lie, Gita Jesus Christos,
is it possible that my old flesh, means the spiritual flesh, will be changed to something that is Christ's flesh? Yes. So God, even my soul has always flesh. You know, my soul has flesh.
ነፍሳችን ከዚህ ከስጋዊ ማንነት ጋር የተገናኘ ነገር አላት ግን ነፍሳችን በስጋዊ ነገር ላይ መገዛት ግን የለባትም ማለት መንፈሳዊ ነገርና ነፍሳችንን ከእግዚአብሔር በመመገብ ስጋዊ ነገራችንን
but because my soul received the right fruit the right seed
ትክክለኛውን ፍሬ ትክክለኛውን ነገር ከእግዚአብሔር መቀበል አለባት
and I help you know the seed to grow then the tree is the tree of righteousness if I put there the seed of carrot
ለምሳሌ ካሮት ተክልን ብተክል
you know I will have a carrot here
ዘጋ ካሮትን ተክል ባስቀምጥ
you know but the carrot is never the tree
carrot ya freya fa
it has something that I can eat it has you know it's good but it's not stable it's nothing really really reaching to the spirit you know So you see that there are some people that are like carrots or beans or you know some other types or there are different types of trees but God wants us to have the seed of Christ that produces the tree of righteousness so I don't know if it answered your question but it really speaks about our soul the tree speaks about our soul so I don't want that my soul will be a carrot you know sure
This is really a very good text drawing. And if you look at it in the context...
But I'm sorry, how do you think about
it? Let me hear one bit. This whole thing I finished.
Perhaps if you could... I'm not going to do it because I want to take a picture of this before it gets messed up. But if you would take the body... here
ለምሳሌ የነን አካል ወስደን እዝጋ ብናረጋው እዝጋችን ተምሳሌት ይሆነው
and if you would just symbolize the tree the soul as here
ነፍሳችን እንደማይመስልን እዝጋ ብናረጋው
and you symbolize the spirit as here then you have a diagram of how we as human beings
እንደሰው ለሆነ ድገታችን ምን እንደምንመገብ ሊያሳይ ይችላል ማለት ነው ለምሳሌ ይሄንን ወስደን
I don't want to mess it up yet
okay
we feed from the earth our five senses
አምስት ስሜት ዋታት አለን
draw our strength and energy from the earth
ከምድር ኃይል እንደሚያገኛ እንደዛ ሁሉ ለማደግ
and The Bible says as I have borne the image of the earthy
መጽሐፍ ቅዱስ እንደሚናገረው እኮ እኛ
meaning my body soul and spirit
እግዚአብሔር እኮ ሲሰራን የሷም ሰልፍ ያደርገን ከምድር አፈር አበጀው
drawing life from the dirt from the earth
ከምድር ነው ምድራዊ ነውፍ ያለበት ያው ነፍስ ያደረገው
which produces a tree of unrighteousness
ስለዚህ የጽድቅ ፍሬ እንድናፈራ ነው ምድራዊ ነገር የጽድቅ ፍሬ እንዳናደርግ
ያግዳል if you correct me if I'm wrong it's like reverse osmosis at least it sounds to me like I am supposed to be drawing my life from the spirit of God so the spirit of God ministers to my spirit which ministers to my soul
ያን ነገር ስናድግ የእግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ደግሞ ለነፍሳችን የሚሆን ነገር እንድንቀበል ያደርገናል ያ እግዚአብሔር መንፈስ ደግሞ በመናገኘው ነገር ነፍሳችን ያገለግለናል
and produces
ከነፍሳችን ደግሞ ለስጋችን የሚሆን
the righteousness
እርቅን በስጋችን
through my body
ፍሬያማነትን በስጋችን
is that reverse osmosis
no that's not reverse osmosis but in the tree you know the streams goes down and up like in my body the blood goes up and down
okay
in the tree
well then the blood circulation እንደምንለ ልክ ደም ዝውውራችን ከላይ ወደታችን እንደምንሆነው
but as I am feeding on Christ
yes. That like osmosis, because in the tree the osmosis actually works
up and down.
Up and down, yeah.
Okay, well, so as I am feeding on Christ, as I'm feeding on God, and it's ministering, changing my soul, and producing a different substance concerning my body.
ክርስቶስን ስንመገብ ነው ያለው ክርስቶስን ስንመገብ ህይወታችን ይለወጣል ነፍሳችን ይለወጣል ነፍሳችንና ደግሞ ስጋችን በእግዚአብሔር ነገር ላይ በተይቀርታ ነፍሳችን በተለወጠ ይቆጠር ስጋችን መንፈሳዊ ፍሬን ያሳያል የጽድቅ ኑሮ
And as the scripture says as I have borne the image of the earthly I shall also manifest the image of the spiritual the image of the heavenly
so that this samayavi malikachin mindinno manfasavi mannatachin
sin that scripture is this English
yes
right this scripture it was 15
it's right here
where is it
47
he says the first man is of the earth earthly the second man is of the Lord of heaven as is the earthy such are they that are earthy And as is heavenly, such are they that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. And it goes on to speak it. So it's a very good illustration. It's an excellent illustration.
You read it up to four.
I read it up to well, we can read it on down. It says, Now this I say, brethren, that the flesh, verse 50, and blood, this, cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither does corruption inherit incorruption, which is talking about the aspects of, Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we all shall be changed.
ነገር ግን አስቀድሞ ፍጥረታዊ ቀጥሎ መንፈሳዊ ነው እንጂ መንፈሳዊ መጀመሪያ አይደለም የፊተኛው ሰው ከመሬት መሬታዊ ነው ሁለተኛው ሰው ከሰማይ ነው መሬታዊ የሆኑ ደግሞ እንዲሆናቸው ሰማያዊው እንደሆነ ሰማያዊ የሆኑ ደግሞ እንዲሆናቸው የዚያ የመሬታዊው መልክ እንደለበስን የሰማያዊው መልክ ደግሞ እንለብሳለን ነገር ግን ወንድሞቼ ይሄን እላለሁ ስጋና ደም የእግዚአብሔርን መንግስት ሊወርሱ አይችሉም የሚበሰብሰውም የማይበሰብሰው አይወርስም አንደኛ ቆሮንቶስ 15 ከ47 እስከ 50
And what I am saying, what this produces as far as this is concerned, the substance of it, this situation produces a substance that is different in its composition and making. And you know there is up in that chapter you should really read the whole chapter he talks there are celestial bodies and there are terrestrial bodies
it's
and he's talking this is a terrestrial body whereas this illustration coming from down the spirit of God the spirit of let's say God ministry of life that comes down to our spirit to our soul to produce a celestial it to produce a celestial body so
it's not
something you inherit because you die it is something that you can obtain if your process of eating is coming from the right direction and that is one of the reasons I think that is even in my mind to whatever degree is one of the reasons or one of the elements that work in healing
yeah and you ፈውሳዊ ነገራችን
yes
yes
this produces death
uh-huh.
this produces life.
Sorry.
Life is overcoming
again,
sickness.
Say again.
Huh?
Say again. Can you repeat again?
I'm trying to think what I said. One of the things that... what did I say?
This produces death.
Produces death.
This produces death. Disease, sickness, ailments, all the manifestation that we have in the natural
world.
This,
for the life submitted to Christ,
this produces this produces life, healing,
blessing.
It heals my soul, and then it has the power to heal my body. That's marvelous.
Amen.
Oh, goodness.
Yes, then I can.
It is marvelous. Very good.
Very good.
Very good. For not having anything.